Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So Juan Soto was asked after the game about that accomplishment. Like, hey, Juan, you're the sixth player to hit a ballpark and hit a home run in all 30 ballparks. I want you, every single person, to listen to Juan Soto's answer and then tell me if you think that this is kind of weird and may concern you. Ladies and gentlemen, the question and Juan Soto's answer.
Juan, you talked in spring training about wanting the homer in every ballpark. Why was that important to you?
I feel that's, it's a great feeling for me. I think, you know, it's so many different ballparks, so many different dimensions. I just want to get all of them checked in, you know. What a best way to go to the free agency with all 30 homers, all 30 ballparks checking my list.
He wants to go into free agency after hitting a home run in all 30 ballparks. Here's what I find very odd about this. Because I could see this doesn't bother you at all. You are a week and a half away from the playoffs beginning. Why would you bring up free agency on your own? That is a very strange, I kind of weird comment. Like, he brings up, that's the thing we talk about. That's the thing the media talks about. A player on their own?
He must have been having a conversation about free agency relatively recently. Because I'm just reading the quote. What a best way to go into free agency with all 30 ballparks checked off my list.
What does that mean?
It's just another big thing to have on his resume. Yeah. And
is that going to affect what the bidding number is going to be? And I don't think it does. It's a cool little stat, but it's an accomplishment, but not one that makes a difference on how much he's going to get paid. You know what I mean? So to me, it's an odd statement, but it also is just a reminder. He's a free agent as soon as this year is over.
Here's why. Yes, you're right. And he shouldn't be thinking about free agency. Also shows you probably the comfort level of the Yankees right now.
Why shouldn't he be?
Here's the thing.
If free agency's motivating him to be amazing, then why not think about it?
True.
Right? If you're a Yankee fan, you should kind of appreciate that he's thinking about having the best season he possibly can right before he becomes a free agent, just like Aaron Judge did.
Right.
Right? So I don't mind this, to be honest with you.
No, I don't either. And he's having the best power season of his career. Mm-hmm. And we have been here before in baseball free agency. For instance, anybody who puts up offensive numbers for the Rockies when they become free agents. And this is a way for Juan Soto to back up. If anybody questions in nickels and dimes, well, you know what? You only hit all these numbers in the Yankees park or something like that. Look, I've hit a home run in every single ballpark. My power travels anywhere. Mm. It's something so silly and something so stupid.
Right.
But that's how it translates.
Well, it's because he's in the American League. And so
right.
It's just he wouldn't have gotten the opportunity unless
right.
he'd come here.
But it shows he could hit
or
everywhere.
Or come to the American League.
I don't think it has anything to do with the accomplishment. I mean, the accomplishment is what it is. That's up to an individual to think that's important or not.
Yeah.
It is a reminder that even in the middle of a pennant race, he's a freaking businessman.
Yeah.
I mean, he is literally thinking about free agency. Like, I'm trying to put myself in the shoes, and Pete Alonso is not Juan Soto. He's not nearly the player that Juan is. But if Pete was asked a question, and he's asked questions every day about the Met pennant race, or, hey, you hit 30 home runs again, what an accomplishment. If he said, yeah, it's a great accomplishment to check off before free agency, I think that would bother me.
Well, hold on.
I think it would jump out at me. Why are you bringing that up on your own?
But it's fine that he's thinking about free agency because it's making him a better player.
It's fine that he does it, of course. I'm saying as a fan, it's a little weird because.
But why? As a fan, you're getting the best out of him. Like, the next year is going to be determined by how much Hal Steinbrenner or Brian Cashman decides to pay him, right? And so, ultimately, he's got to be great. That's what matters most to a Yankee fan, is how great is Juan Soto.
No, I think what matters most to a Yankee fan is winning, and winning the World Series, and winning a championship.
They go hand in hand. If he's great and helps them win a world championship, fantastic. But he's focusing on what's making him great and unique. By the way, it's also his 40th of the year, as you mentioned,
right.
And his 200th of his career.
Right.
So it's
a lot of great accomplishments.
So it's a ton of great accomplishments, and he knows all of that attention just adds to the number of
Batique,
big number that's coming on his check next year.
How often do players on their own, unprovoked by a media question, bring up free agency?
Kirk Cousins used to do this.
And that would rub me the wrong way.
Why?
Because it's about this season.
Evan.
It's not about thinking about the offseason. Like, I don't know about you. I haven't thought about the offseason in a long time. I'm thinking about this season. And I'm just a fan.
You haven't thought about the offseason in a long time,
I have not thought much about the offseason.
I would encourage anybody, you know, anytime you want to go back 21 hours ago on the Odyssey Rewind app.
To what?
We brought up Pete Alonso speaking to the Mets in their private meeting.
Yeah.
And you, with your own mouth, said, Pete's thinking about his potential final homestand.
That's far different.
No,
I'll tell you why it's different. I will explain that.
How could you say you go to free agency when you just thought of it?
So a couple of things. And while we had that conversation, I also pointed out I haven't thought about Pete Alonso's free agency in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned that when we talked about it, so I am consistent about that. I think what's different is that behind the scenes, he's emotional knowing, oh my God, I'm a lifelong Met. Is it possible this is it for me here? That's far different than a guy basically saying, yeah, just another accomplishment I can check off before free agency.
How do you know behind closed doors Juan Soto, as he approached Seattle with the only ballpark he's never homered in, wasn't emotional knowing, geez, you know, maybe the Yankees won't pay me every dollar and I'll be back here, and this might be my last chance for a while to check off this box.
No, that's not what it is,
though. So it's funny that only Alonso could do that.
Well, I think it's very different. I think Juan Soto has shown us since he's gotten here, and there's nothing wrong with this, Teague. Like, I'm not criticizing him. I'm saying I wouldn't love it. He's a businessman. He is clearly showing you that, and I think more than any other athlete, Juan Soto is reminding you, dude, I may love it here. You better pay me because I'm a businessman. Every answer feels businesslike. It's like Scott Boras and Juan Soto had this master meeting.
By the way, I prefer that.
Why?
Because sports is a business.
It is.
And teams and the players that play the best approach it like a business. It's I'm going to wherever. In this case, Seattle. It's a business trip.
Yeah.
Cliff Coughlin used to always say that to us. Get on a plane. You guys, this is a business trip. I know you guys want to have fun. You want to do whatever you do when you're on the road. This is a business trip.
You know, you're right. And I tell you, this is what you're going to find fascinating about a fan and me as a fan. And you can laugh at as a professional athlete.
Good.
A former one. Sometimes I'm a child, and I want you to just lie to me.
Sometimes.
And I just want you to tell me what I want to hear.
Okay, I'll tell you just because.
What?
Why? Because.
But I want to believe.
It's the only answer for why.
Because. I want to do that with my kids. I want to think that the player who's a week and a half away from the playoffs is only thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the reality is you're right, Teague, it's a business, and you're thinking about free agency, I wouldn't want to know that. And to you, Sean, there's a difference between the emotion of, I've been with one team my whole career, wow, I may never be back, this is sad to me, versus a hired gun who's clearly treating this like a business. I'm just very surprised. Doesn't make anything wrong with him. He's a great player. I want him on my team.
I don't understand why you're surprised.
I was surprised on his own. He brought up free agency.
Do you know Juan Soto personally?
Like, no.
Have we as a city, do we really know him?
I once yelled at him about 10 feet away.
Well, the answer is we don't know what he's about. He's been here for a season.
Yeah.
And so this is just him.
Yeah.
And so we accept it for what it is.
I just think it shows the uber confidence that their magic number is one, and he just knows it's a fait accompli that the regular season portion of his business with the Yankees is over, and the next step is winning a World Series, but there's a checkbox for free agency.
That is a ridiculous spin job. If this was any other player on any other team, you'd be crushing him because he's talking about getting paid in free agency and not focusing. Last time I checked, the Yankees haven't won a World Series in a while. That should be the goal, not and by the way, hold on a second. We're asking questions up here, so I have a question.
Mm.
Juan Soto's has a career high in home runs this year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the free agency year?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Just asking questions up here.
We're just asking questions.
Free agency year, he's going to set career highs in homers, RBIs. We're just asking questions today. That's all.
Well,
because you want to ask questions, I got questions.
Well, Tommy, if the answer to your question is the answer you're hoping for, then he could sign with the Mets.
We're just asking questions.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.